folks and their boats, more like an old friend. David Salter meets a special boat and her devoted owner. Originally published in the November 2018 edition of Afloat magazine. Read by Tim Stackpool. Often just retelling the simple, unadorned story of a yacht can become a powerful testament to the enduring appeal of boating and to the bonds of affection that build between owners and their craft. Sydney businessman Maurie Evans has sailed his Lion-class sloop Malohi for the past 22 years. When he's not racing the 35-footer, he can usually be found on board, varnish brush in hand, tending to the yacht's immaculate honey-coloured teak. Designed by Arthur Robb in 1950, the tough little Lion classes soon proved themselves to be remarkably competitive in offshore events around the world. By 1964, up to 140 had been built to original plans. Here in Australia, Graham Newland Siandra twice won the Sydney to Hobart in 1958 and 1960. Malohi and Siandra began life together as logs. When the Sydney studio wedding photographer Neil McAnally decided in 1954 to have Malohi built, he discovered that Newland was already about to commission a yacht to Rob's lines. McAnally suggested to Newland that they go halves in the timber. As partners, they bought a log of white beech for the hull planking from Warhope and a log of spotted gum from Eden for the frames. The trunks were then trucked to a timber yard in Sydney to be cut and milled. It was agreed that McAnally would have first choice of planks because the joint venture had been his idea. Siandra was built by Ron Swanson at his shed alongside another line, KU, while Malohi slowly took shape every year in Jim Perry's boat shed at the Spit on Middle Harbour. "Neville told me it cost him 10 and 6 an hour, plus materials," Evans said. "And that included Jim, his boys, and his tools. Everything." The boat was launched at the Spit on the 20th of January 1956. McAnally wasted no time enjoying his new toy. He cruised the boat to Lord Howe Island, won line and handicap honours in the 1958 Sydney Noumea race, and competed in two Sydney to Hobarts, 1959 and 1960. But the advent of portable flash cameras diminished his studio photography business, and in 1962, financial pressure saw McAnally sell his beloved Malohi to Sid Fisher. Sid raced the boat to Hobart four times before trading up to his first Ragamuffin. The 35-footer then passed through many hands before Evans bought her in 1996. He'd been showing his son the beauties of Middle Harbour from the shore at Castle Crag after a school cricket match. One yacht stood out, and when a passerby told Maurie she was for sale, well, that was it. Approaching Malohi as she now swings on her mooring in Mossman Bay, the first impression is of the sweetly curved sheer line. The generous overhangs give a waterline length of only 24 feet. Coupled with a beam of just 8 foot 9 inches, the overall effect is one of a nicely proportioned, seaworthy craft from an era when yachts were designed more for the eye than the handicapper's tape measure. On deck, the rich colour of varnished teak is everywhere. The cabin top coach house and cockpit combings almost glow in the sunshine. Somehow, the original central skylight hatch has survived 62 years of hard use, an elegant reminder of Jim Perry's solid craftsmanship. The spars also look original, but aren't. When Malohi was acquired by Evans, she carried an ugly aluminium mast that had replaced her first wooden stick after it went over the side when a turnbuckle failed. "I got rid of that," Maurie remembers. "I got in touch with the Mystic Seaport Museum in America, and they had all the Arthur Robb drawings of the original line design. I was able to buy copies for a few dollars each. Originally, she was a fractional rig, but Robb also designed a masthead version of the line. We built it exactly to that plan because I wanted to sail her by myself and didn't want runners." The new mast and boom were crafted from seasoned, straight-grained Oregon, Douglas fir, by Sydney cabinetmaker and industrial designer Gary Chamberlain. Gary is a fellow line owner of Simba. It took him a long time to track down timber of sufficient quality and length. During that process, Chamberlain also recreated the original bespoke stainless steel fittings. On deck, the dominant look of traditional bright work against polished timber is stunning. Below, the initial impression is of depth. As with many classic yachts, the cabin sole is a long way down. And the first big step is onto the engine cover. From there, the conventional 1950s internal layout emerges. Unlike today's offshore yachts, the galley and nav station are against the forward bulkhead, either side of the mast. That may not be the ideal position for venting cooking fumes or shouting headings up to the helmsman, but it keeps the galley slave and navigator dry in any weather. Evans and his loyal crew race Maloe with the Classics division of the Sydney Amateur Sailing Club every Saturday. "There's nothing like real competition," he says. "The adrenaline, going for it." But he has also cruised the boat twice to Tasmania for the Wooden Boat Festival, where she's been a much-admired exhibit. The plan is to do that 1,300 nautical mile round trip again for the 2019 festival. As part of making the boat genuinely seaworthy, Evans re-engineered Maloe, replacing the eccentric old Volvo auxiliary with a brand new Beta, marinized Kubota. Getting the ancient Volvo to kick over required going below and commencing something like the pre-flight sequence of a World War II Lancaster bomber. He now enjoys being able to start the engine with the single push of a button in the cockpit. A strong lion theme has been maintained. Evans understands that the word Malohi means brave and strong in Tongan, qualities we associate with a lion, and a small red logo of a prancing lion punctuates the cove line near the bow on each side. The boat's best spinnaker is decorated with a large graphic of the same red lion, and the first post-race drink for skipper and crew is always an ice-cold bottle of Löwenbräu beer, Lion's Brew in German. Classic yachts of this vintage are never finished. There is always another job to do or blemish to repair. For the past 15 years, Maloe has been in the hands of Sydney shipwright Simon Clark. He's done everything from completely redeck the yacht to replicate the original winch mountings after they were ripped from the cockpit during a careless boatyard liftout. It's a credit to the high standard of Clark's workmanship that the look and feel of Maloe is utterly consistent wherever the eye falls. The owner's reward for devoting so much time and money to maintaining a classic yacht in top condition? It's the pleasure it gives in return. Evans is happy to concede that mutual dependency. "I probably spend more time than I should varnishing. I love fooling around with it, keeping it nice. But it's more than a boat to me. It's more like an old friend." That was Folks and Their Boats, More Like an Old Friend by David Salter. Originally published in the November 2018 edition of Afloat magazine and read by Tim Stackpool.